Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Just fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
I found what we're looking for, boys. A bucket full of prawns.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me Mr. Catchy Hands in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
This starts creeping into the supernatural.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
All right, guys, Billy's gone. Now's our chance to be bad.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
You obviously did not see the look in your face, but you looked like Bernard Corbett to me.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Tallahassee. As the homeless man embraces you and pins your arms down to your side, he leans forward and he whispers in your ear, "The boatman is here, and he's gonna take you away." And just at that moment, you feel a cold, cold grip of hands around your throat as everything goes black.
I've been here before.
All right, the rest of you guys can you can tell the guys to put their headphones back on.
Put your headphones back on.
That was fast.
I'm dead.
So what'd you say to him?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I put my headphones in to block out Alex's voice, and I turned on the Fall of New Jerusalem. We pop up, and we're like, quack. all right, continue.
Okay. All right, Billy McConnell, you are driving along in your automobile.
Did we leave Tallahassee?
Yes, you did.
Like, oh, tired.
I guess I assumed that you did.
Hell yeah, we did.
Well, I took my own car. Are you guys following me in your car, or did you all pile into my car?
Well, Tallahassee was in Simi's car. I'm assuming that was the car Seth was talking about when he said I had
We all car. Piled into your car.
Ooh. Yeah. Gotcha. So, Billy, you're driving along with your automobile. Simi beside you at the wheel. No, not really. You're at the wheel. Heading over in the direction of Pawn and Prawns. As these guys give you directions, because they just happen to know where it is. Just, you know, general knowledge of the city.
Well, you guys know the city really well, surprisingly. Wow, look at you.
As you pull up to Pawn and Prawns, you see that the front door, the glass of the front door, has been smashed out.
Whoa. Someone break in here?
You see a middle-aged looking man inside wandering around. He looks like he's picking things up. He is a somewhat portly gentleman, balding with a beard.
It's Seth.
He looks...
Joke's on you. That's exactly what I thought.
That's like all of us, Sam.
That's what we all look like, yeah.
Hey, anyways, he kind of has a distressed look on his face.
I take a deep breath and sigh and look over at him. And I say, stay in the car. Just give me a minute.
We're like...
So I get out and I walk up to the... And open the door if it's still, you know, I don't walk through the broken glass. I just open it and go in.
Right. Yeah, you walk in, you hear a little bell. Ding. He looks up, sees you, and he's all,
thanks for coming in. I'm just trying to clean things up over here. Sorry, I guess I probably should have put the close sign up, locked the door again. But, hey, are... had a bit of a break-in this morning.
Yeah, I see that. I'm actually with the police. I'm Detective Billy McConnell. And
oh, that's great. I'm surprised they sent out a detective. Great. Usually don't.
Well, I'm actually here on a different, for a different reason other than the break-in. Called the police? Should I contact them and get them to send a patrol call over and take your statement?
Yeah, I called them as soon as I got here. They said they're sending someone over.
Okay. Well, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about something else?
Sure, no problem. Name's Hiram Hopkins, by the way.
Oh, yeah, pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, would you like some prawns?
No. I just came from Pizza Dragon.
Oh, yeah, it's a good place over there, the Grand Slam?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, it's the best.
Denny, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, that place really stepped up as soon as they hired that guy on. Those Grand Slams are, well, they're a Grand Slam.
They're the best.
And he's going to go places.
So I pull out the receipt and
about the
show
prize?
Him. And do you remember this transaction? And I hand it over to him.
Yeah, I do actually. It was kind of weird. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Can you tell me about it? It says on here John Johnson, but I have reason to suspect that's not his real name. Did he mention anything? Do you have the watch?
Well, I mean, I haven't taken inventory of everything. I'm not. Doesn't look like they really took much here. Maybe somebody came by and spooked him. But I don't know. I'll have to go dig through my cases back here. But I don't see. But yeah, John Johnson. He is an interesting character. He came in here a few times. He's always looking for radios. Real skittish kind of guy. You know, he's average height, brown hair, blue eyes. He kind of got more and more scraggly each time I saw him.
Yeah, did you guys talk at all, or just came in, got radios?
Didn't really talk to him much. He wasn't, well, not a real talkative guy. I like to talk, you know, I asked him things, how he's doing, if he wanted some prawns, with his order, but, you know, he declined. And, he came in, one time he came in, three times? One time he came in with another feller, guy that was, a lot nicer looking, nicer clothes, had black hair, slick back, nicely dressed.
About my height, maybe a little shorter.
Yeah, about your height.
You didn't recognize him from anything? Did he say anything? Did he buy anything?
No, you're just, they were talking. They were talking a little bit. He looked like maybe he kind of got dragged in there by the scruffy guy. And, you know, they were talking outside for a minute. I couldn't tell if they were arguing or not, but kind of dragged him in. He bought some radios. He actually asked the nicely dressed fellow if he could spot him some money at the time.
Any names? Did you hear him calling him anything?
No names back and forth, but I want you to roll a psychology check.
Oh, psychology. What do I got? Ooh, psychology's good. I got 70.
It's too bad you left us in the car.
I hope you bring back some prawns.
41. 41. Success.
Okay. He seems like maybe he's not telling you the whole story. Like, there's something he's leaving out.
So, I just wanted to tell you that we found Mr. Johnson's body early this morning.
Really?
He's been murdered. And so, if there's anything that comes to mind, like anything you can remember, names, any details, I just need, we're trying to find out what happened to him, any leads I can get.
Well, I don't really know anything else about him. Just like I said, last time he came in was from this receipt here. He seemed desperate. He took the last radios that I had in the store, and he didn't have any cash on him, so he had this real fancy watch that he wanted to pawn for the radios I had. I figured, oh, fair trade. Those were some pretty nice radios, a mediocre watch. Maybe I can get a couple bucks out of it back.
So, the radios, was there a very small, fancy, strange one?
Yeah, there's a big floor mount, floor standing one. That's the Kennedy you see there. Those are pretty popular.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a little one. I didn't know the make and model of it. Came in with a shipment of other things.
Shipment? You didn't get it from somebody else?
No, I order some things. I collect things around. People drop stuff off.
He's lying.
Came with that. I threw it up on the shelf. He had that watch on there. So I told him, or he offered it in trade.
And you didn't recognize the nicely dressed fella?
No, I never seen him before.
You recognize him?
Haven't seen him since.
Can I tell what he seems to be untruthful about? Like, is it directed more towards that guy?
Since you did roll that psychology check, and you did succeed on it, there is one lie that you know that he's told already in what he just said. And he said he traded those radios for a mediocre watch that he was hoping to get a couple bucks out of. But you guys know from looking through the ledger that he marked down the estimated value of it already. He knows that it's worth a lot more, $10,000, roughly, in today's money.
He's lying about the watch.
Stop metagaming, Donovan.
He's yelling from the car.
The window's down. He didn't roll the window up.
Can you get the watch? I'd like to look at it. You said it's mediocre, but I'd like to take a look.
Yeah, sure. I'll go see if I can find it. So he goes back and starts digging through the mess that's back there. He's pulling out the drawers. He's looking. He's like, darn it all. It seems to be one of the things they actually took from back here.
Really?
It was Dom True Car.
Yeah.
But, I come bursting, and I happen to find this out on the street.
Just kidding. I don't really do that.
You come walking in with it around your wrist.
Did someone break into the shop?
That, but you can see it's got a description there on the ticket of it. A men's watch, black leather wristband, nothing special.
With an inscription on the back, do you remember what that was? Was it a name?
I didn't say anything about an inscription on the back.
Yeah, this ticket says it right here.
Receipt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't really remember.
Okay.
Ask about the prawns.
You know,
again.
It's important that you give me all the details.
The deets.
I know you want, you had a break in this morning. You want that patrolman to get in here so you can give a statement, maybe turn it into your insurance. But, maybe he gets lost on the way over here unless you can be completely truthful with me.
You're going to kill the insurance man?
You might, maybe the other officer might, get another call on the way over and everything's... I don't know. I'm just saying.
All right, what
things might go a little smoother if
kind of a persuasion type role.
Insurance men disappear every day.
No way. That's an intimidate. It's persuade, whichever one Abe has the better of.
Let me see what I got here. Persuade is 40. Intimidate. Where's that? 15. I think my persuade's better.
You've got garbage interpersonal skills, man. Alex, you're such a douche. By the way.
Why?
You're gonna kill the insurance man.
The insurance man's gonna get lost in the river. All right, I'm gonna roll a persuade. It's 40, so
it's like three steps removed. So unnecessary.
This is Arkham. Insurance men go missing every day.
53. Not quite. All right, well, here's my card.
Would you like to push the roll?
No, but I'm going to walk out, to the car, to the door, and beckon those guys to come in.
Okay.
Where's the
muscle? I'm sure they'll just send out another insurance guy, even if the first one dies.
Okay, we walk into the...
I walk right up to him. I grab him by the scruff.
You guys
and say,
all
listen,
come
you
walking
lying,
and snapping your fingers in unison. Yeah.
So,
what's going on here? Hiram.
So, Hiram, these are my associates, and they're helping me investigate this murder. And I have to say, if there's any information that you haven't given me, that it turns out that you have, you're going to be in some big trouble.
Big trouble.
I need to. There was a break-in. You have called. The officers, so I'm just going to look around. These guys are going to maybe ask you a few questions, help me with this investigation.
Yeah, please do. I mean, I'd love to catch the terrible criminals that did this. Horrible, miscreant, lowlifes that broke into my store. I mean, yeah, some real pitiful people down at the end of the ropes.
Did you say...
Parents probably didn't love them.
What was stolen? So the watch is missing, obviously. Was anything else taken?
It's hard to tell so far. I'll have to do an inventory, but that's all I know so
desk.
Far is at least the
I mean, it
the
does
watch.
Seem a little suspicious if, you know, there's a murder and the person who gave you this watch is the one that was murdered and all of a sudden is things missing. That doesn't look good for you.
I didn't have anything to do with that. I mean, I just run my shop here. I don't know anything about a murder.
Well... You know something that you're not telling me.
I've told you everything that I know.
Listen, right, Mr. Shopkeeper, I'm looking for the tobacconist. Please fondle my buttocks.
His hovercraft is full of eels, so...
I happen to know quite a few people in the, let's just say of the... Not so upstanding type here in Arkham. That's my value that I provide to our good friend, the detective here. If you were to help us and be completely forthright in what you know about this Mr. John Johnson and anything else that may have been said here that I haven't heard, I can guarantee you that we would be able to help find... the missing items that you we can help expedite the procurement of your missing items
because we have them.
Quiet, Simi. But you have to be completely forthright here with the detective, Mr. Detective McConnell.
What's a psychoanalysis do, Alex?
That's to, like, treat people that are, you know, for psychological issues.
You gotcha. Know, okay.
Help so, them, if you know, calm them down. You know, that's like during, like in your profession, that's also what you use to do counseling and therapy on people.
Gotcha. Don't do it. Don't.
Look, man, we need some answers here. Don't. If you have any information, you need to tell us right now. I stand intimidatingly with my one eye.
I already tried to charm him.
You shut your fat face.
Let my charm.
All right, fine. You charm him, and then when if it
resolve fails, itself,
I'll intimidate him.
And then when I fail,
I need answers.
I look around. I'm just looking around and hoping that, you know, the presence of a bunch of us will kind of intimidate him a little bit.
What are you guys all? Are you all detectives? I mean, you guys are. Nobody can show me a badge here, I guess. So
why don't you come over here and talk
to Billy? Show him your badge.
I pull out my 1911 and I go slam my fist down on. Is he standing behind his desk or is he just like right in front of us?
He's just right in front of you.
Oh, I pointed at him. Shoot him. And when he's dead, then I start asking questions. I pull out my unholster my 1911 and I show it to him and I say, is this a good enough badge for you? Look, man, we've got questions and I need answers, so you better start talking.
That doesn't sound like Major Bakersfield.
Look, man, we've got questions, and we need answers, and you better start talking.
What's going on here?
Face to face with him. You know how I got this one eye?
You mean you had none to start with?
I stole off a boater. A dead one. That I killed.
When I noticed that, that Bakersfield has pulled his gun,
stay back, Billy. Let me handle this.
Well, now, listen, Bakersfield. This is taking it too far. Back out in the car. Go on. This is not the way to get it done, Bakersfield.
So I'm going to come up and talk to him.
All right. Bakersfield.
I press my hand against Billy's chest and kind of keep him at arm's length. And I say, you better start talking right now.
All right, Dom, I was going to let you roll for your charm, but...
Dom, charm him real quick.
But Bakersfield moved in pretty quick with his gun, and he's getting right in his face and pretty intense. So, Bakersfield, I'm going to let you roll an intimidate with a bonus die.
All right. You ready for some intimidation?
Do you need a bonus die?
I can roll twice. Seth, give me one. All right, what's my... I better have good. 60. I intimidate 67. That ain't bad. Here we go.
All zeros.
Woo. Good thing I got the bonus die. 53 out of 67. Otherwise, it would have been 93. Woo. Look, man, I don't want things to get messy here any more than you do. Looks like you got a big enough mess on your hands as it is. We need answers, and you are the only one that seems to have any kind of information at this point.
Okay, everybody, all right, calm down. Why don't we all
don't tell me to calm my tits. Here? That's what I say to people.
Would you like some prawns?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I got a bucket right here. All right, he picks up a bucket of prawns and hands them to you.
Oh, hell yeah. Give me
the prawns you can eat. I'm just trying to make ends meet here, okay? You know, maybe I don't always... ask all the questions about where something came from when people bring it in to sell it to me, okay? I know I'm supposed to, but look, you don't know
who was this John Johnson.
Right? I don't know who he is, but I know that watch wasn't his.
How do you know that?
Because I saw the fancy guy wearing it that he came in with.
What fancy guy? What's his name? Come on, man, we need names.
What does he
look like?
He's I don't know, about your height, 5'10", black hair, blue eyes.
Age? How old did he look?
He's probably 30, maybe. About 30. He looked, he wore real nice clothes, nice suit.
All right, guys, come on, let's mayor side.
Honestly, if you had a watch like that, I mean, I may not have told you the truth about the watch. It was a very nice watch. Looked like a real nice custom job.
What else have you not told us the truth about?
That's it. That's it. It just, obviously, I mean, this John Johnson, he stole it off his buddy and he brought it in. He's desperate for more of these darn radios.
If we were going to find out more about this watch, is there somebody in town that works on watches or sells those kind of watches?
Local watchmakers. I mean, probably the one that would be doing a piece like that, probably be Cortex Studios.
All right.
They're the only ones I know who do fine pieces like that.
Is that the, that one shop that works under the yellow sign?
Don't say that. Don't say that word. Yeah, that's the one. You know, he streams on Twitch.
These prawns are delicious. Where do you get them?
You just ate them raw? Sitting?
Oh, hell yeah.
I just get them from the river right there.
Oh, hell yeah. You got more?
Prawns. That's me.
All right, Bakersfield, I think we got some stuff to go on.
Are you still going to investigate my break-in here?
Yeah. The patrolman's going to be here any minute, and he'll take your statement, and then you can file your break-in with your insurance company.
Okay. Is he alive still? All right,
fine.
Do you have him somewhere?
He's in my trunk.
Oh, gosh. Steve.
I like your style, McConnell.
All right, let's go, fellas.
All right, well,
do you guys want more prawns?
Wait, hang on. I would like to roll psychology to make sure that he's telling us everything he knows.
All right, go right ahead.
I don't have good psychology.
You want me to do it for you?
Well, you can also roll.
I'm going to do the same thing and roll. Make sure he's telling me where all...
Oh, dang.
Making sure I'm getting as many prawns as I want.
Is this really all the prawns?
39, success.
I failed.
I got buckets of prawns back there.
Oh, give me your secret recipe to catch them.
You just scoop them up in the river.
With what?
Buckets.
Bricks.
Just buckets.
Just bucket them on up. They just swim right.
Really?
So, like a lot of the places around here, they empty their toilets right there into the river. And so the prawns just gather all over,
in
the in the drainage pipes. So you
and you just ate
right
those
up.
Prawns, my
buckets
friend.
No, I, prawns. I deterred them for sure before I ate them. I'm not an inexperienced prawn eater here.
Of course, you deterred them.
Did they?
I mean, they've been swimming in all the turds.
Yeah, they got turds in. You got to deter them.
It tastes like one of Dom's crumpets.
I mean, they're turds in and out. I mean, a turd might have slipped in a bucket. There'd be no way of knowing.
Oh, yeah. When I walked in here, I was like, is someone making soup? It smells like good prawns. You gotta fine establishment here. I'm really bummed I had to break that window. All right, let's go, guys.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
All right, fellas, let's go.
All right, you guys.
All right, but if we find out that you withheld anything told us any lies,
is that really what you asked when you succeeded in your psychology about the prawns?
Oh, my friend Dom wants to know if you were lying to him more than you.
Oh, no. That's where I get the prawns.
Oh, and what more about, like, you know, the watch, the engraving?
No, I don't get those other. I didn't get that out of the river. It is poo. It is that looks watch like... is turd free.
All right, I've got a question for the keeper.
Okay,
and maybe just for the group. Maybe this is a better group conversation. All right, are we leaving? That's not the question.
Let's go.
You guys head back out. You go get in the car.
Has the patrol car showed up yet?
Has Tallahassee show up yet?
Yeah, it's pulling up as you guys are.
Okay, what's Tallahassee doing?
I walk
doing?
Over and talk to him.
Okay.
Is it anybody from earlier?
Not one of the other guys. It's a different one.
Okay. Anyway, I just tell him what's going on, why I'm there, and how it's related to the other investigation.
Nods his head. He's like, okay, yeah, I'll get some answers. We'll get this figured out. Somebody from robbery is going to be here soon.
Okay.
Oh, looks like some real sick freaks did this.
Yeah, they are the worst kind of vagabond.
Real sick freaks.
It's real disgusting. Real disgusting people. The Fratellis, probably. Have you heard of them?
You might have heard of them.
Yeah, I know the Fratellis.
I think they just came from the pizza place.
They had to use a big brick to break the window.
Compensating for something, right?
They were going to kill each other over the pepperoni.
All right, so you guys all climb into the car. Or, yeah, if you're getting in the car, Bakersfield, you wanted to
progress. Yeah, now I got a question. All right, so we know that he got the watch from some fancy-looking fella, you know, younger. With the initials of RG, we can safely assume. I'm thinking maybe... we know somehow Mayor Seidel is connected to this. I'm thinking maybe we need to go look at some kind of... we need to figure out who works with the mayor and see if anyone that's close to the mayor has the initials of RG.
Radio guy.
Oh, it was radio guy.
I really liked Billy's idea to go find the watchmaker to see if we can find out where that watch was sold.
I know how to kill the radio guy.
It was engraved by somebody, and so finding out the original purchaser will also help us to find out where we're going.
Yeah.
Where did we hear the Cortex Studio earlier today? Because this is the second time you mentioned
it. I randomly threw it out as a patron name, but now this is for real.
This works? Okay. Yeah. Erase that from before.
Yeah, erase that from before. Ignore it.
All right, let's go down to Cortex
Studios. I agree with Dom.
This
I
is
think,
the real Cortex Studios.
Just like walk, you know, driving around following the mayor
Will
to see
the
if
real
any fancy-dressed
Cortex
dudes are with
Studio,
him.
Cortex Studio, please stand
that
up.
That sounds like too much work. I think if we go to
you
Cortex
know what? Fine,
Studio...
Fine, guys. Fine, let's just do your plan.
Let's do all the things that you want to do.
Yeah, thanks, Simeon.
Well, where is Tallahassee? He was supposed to be right behind us, right?
Well, all of your ideas weren't always so dang dumb.
Why don't you shut your fat English mouth, Dom Drunkard?
Yeah, stick a crumpet
in
it.
So maybe I can go talk to the coroner while you guys go find the Cortex Studios.
Yeah, go talk to the coroner there, Billy.
Where do we want to meet after? We'll go to Cortex Studios and you go to the coroner, and where do we meet from there? Back at Pizza Dragon?
Yeah, but we need to find... We only have one car, so we gotta go find Tallahassee with the other car.
So back to Pizza Dragon?
Yeah, I guess backtrack.
Let's go to French Hill.
Okay. It's real convenient that he didn't just come with us.
Okay, so you guys are heading back towards...
Pizza Dragon.
Pizza Dragons. Okay. Alright, you guys got some leads, I guess, going from here. So, time-wise, I'm gonna say it's... Let's see. I don't know. 10?
Still early.
Yeah. After you guys went, got breakfast, chatted for a
second breakfast time?
Drove over here, you know, talked for a little bit. You're heading back to Pizza Dragons.
This is Charles Ode reporting on the scene at Orchard Run, a small town just outside of Dunwich, Massachusetts, where a string of gruesome murders have shocked the small community. Here with me is Sheriff Russell Trombley. Why don't you tell us a little more about what's going on here, Sheriff?
We found signs of a struggle at Dr. Webb's residence, where a man by the name of Clem Taylor was brutally blown in half long ways by what we believe was a shotgun. Dr. Webb himself was also rent in twain long ways and is now only half a man. Both bodies show signs of being burnt as though they were in an oven.
This is terrible news. Do the police have any suspects they believe could be responsible for this reprehensible act of violence?
We have what we like to call in the investigative business, persons of interest. But yeah, they're most likely responsible for this atrocity.
Can you give us more details on who these persons of interest are and how one can help?
We're asking anyone with any information on the whereabouts of a Miss Mary Laker and a Mr. Billy Esterhaus to please come forward.
Thank you, Sheriff. Even though they have specific persons of interest, we're asking anyone who might be aware of people being murdered long ways to please come forward by contacting the Orchard Run Sheriff's Office. Reporting live from Orchard Run... This is Charles Ode from KTLU. Ode out.
As you get back, as you're pulling up to Pizza Dragons, you see there's a bit of a commotion. So as you guys all pile out of the car, you go heading into the restaurant. You're
pushing the crowd out of the way. And over the so you push the door open, the bell dings. Ezra looks over at you from behind the counter, and he's all, "Oh, guys! Oh, I'm so glad you're here. You're back. You get over here. It's Tallahassee. There's something wrong with him."
Again.
So you guys come over. He's got you. He's got Tallahassee just like laid out on the floor. He was outside. One of those bums out there. He grabbed onto him, and then I saw them wrestling for a second, and then he was just Tallahassee went down. I ran out. I scared the guy off. I chased him away, and then I brought him in here. But like he's just out. He's breathing. He looks okay, but he's out like a light.
Oh, that sucks.
Yep. All right. Here you go.
Well,
just take him off my hands. He's scaring the patrons.
You wouldn't happen to know where Cortex Studio is?
His vitals are good.
Yeah.
He's just laying there like a log.
Yeah.
Is he like catatonic or his eyes open?
Is he planking?
His eyes are closed.
Is he? I fart on his nose. Like he's sleeping or?
Yeah, he kind of seems like he's sleeping. Yeah.
Let's do the like hammer fist down while we say something dramatic. Can we like, is Tallahassee alive? Is he breathing? Is his heart beating?
Yeah, he's alive and he's breathing.
So wait,
smack his face
a
little bit. Tallahassee, wake up.
Like,
pour some water.
Like,
come back to us.
What's going on with him right now? Is he stiff? Is he just laying there? Like, what's going on?
Is he
stiff like a board? Is he,
for all intents and purposes, he just seems like he's asleep.
Is he chanting Om Nom Shiva?
Yes. No, he's chanting me.
That's how he snores.
This seems like pretty typical Tallahassee. I don't know if we could do anything about it.
Command of the wizard in his ear and make him wake up.
Can't get him to wake up. Idea. I'll do that.
No, yeah, I can do that now because I learned it.
But I've already used it, so you don't have to deal like a hard success.
He's not responding to anything you guys are doing.
Shaking in. All
right, I'm
going
to do
bit.
The command of the wizard on him.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Inception.
What do you want to tell him?
Wake up, bro.
Okay. Spend the
one luck magic. One magic point. So I'm down at 12.
And one sanity, bro.
Yeah, and one sanity.
One sanity. 62. Or so, no, 58. All right.
I peel his eyelids back.
It's a power roll, right?
Yes, it's an opposed POW roll.
Okay.
So, you right. roll your POW, and Tallahassee, you're going to roll your POW as well.
I got a bonus die, though, right?
No.
Yeah.
Why does he get a bonus die?
No, you don't get a bonus die.
Why not? Because you don't.
You're sleeping. You get a penalty die.
Nah, based on what you told me.
Roll him over so he's prone, and then Donovan can get a penalty die.
What'd you roll, Donnie?
An 83.
An 04.
Oh, wow. he is a freaking Fort Knox.
Oh, wait. No. Hold on. Sorry. It's a 400.
Donovan's like, "Why'd you kill yourself?" And Tallahassee's like, "Because I got fired from my job."
Simi, you speak the words to Tallahassee, and there doesn't seem to be any effect.
Sam, do you're a not hard sure, pow.
You're not sure why.
I'm too dumb.
He's too dumb. He can't understand. He has to be able to understand language.
All right. I'm going to the medical examiner, so I'll just bring him with me and see if she can take a look at him real quick.
Okay.
Come on, help me carry him to my car.
Wait, I got a second successful roll. Can I use that one instead?
What?
Nope.
Dang it.
All Dom, right, grab his feet.
All right, I grab his feet. I help Billy take him to the car.
Okay.
We put him in the boot.
All right.
The back seat.
Fine. Maybe how about your way?
It is Tallahassee.
Oops. Okay, so you guys pick up Tallahassee. You haul him off. Ezra's like, yeah, do you need anything? Like, can I help you with anything? Or?
You got any grand slams with prawns in them?
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
I mean, like regular prawns or like turd prawns?
The turdier the better.
Hmm. Interesting.
Extra flavor.
That.
Good enough.
So crazy it just might work, Dr. Simeon.
Yeah, prawn gland slam. Extra turd. I like the sound of that.
Hold the turd. Alright, so you guys head out. Carrying the unconscious body of Tallahassee Turner. You put him in your car, lay him across your laps on the back seat.
Does anybody have a marker?
How many times have you guys had to put Tallahassee in the car?
he really is either water. Saving us from the smoothies or he's completely useless. There's no middle ground.
There's no...
Entertainment purposes only.
There's no in-between with Tallahassee.
Alright, so his
ideas are we going separate places?
Yeah, so Billy's taking Tallahassee with him, and I'm going to Cortex Studios. Who's coming with me?
I'll go with you.
Simmy?
I'm not going with you.
Fine, you're going to go with Billy. Billy, Simmy, is that alright with you?
I'll go with you,
We're
Billy.
We're going to take Tallahassee to the morgue.
You're my man forever.
Alright. Go team on three. 1, 2, 3, ready, break. Go team.
Go team.
Wait, what are we supposed to say?
Go team. Go team.
All right,
go
so team. Simmy Sorry. Jumps in with me, and we head towards the university.
Okay, who has Tallahassee?
He's with me.
They do.
All right, and then Dom and Bakersfield are heading to Cortex Studios.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, before they take off, I say... Bakersfield, Dom, don't let them take the watch from you. If you have to show it to them, you know, to get some information, fine, but don't let them take it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If they try to call the cops, then just get out of there and,
I'll tell them we are the cops, no big deal.
Or let them take it, you know.
I'm not letting this watch out of my sight. It's a $10,000 watch.
Watchmaker.
In modern money.
You don't know how much booze this can buy?
You have any idea how much booze this can buy? All right, we're on our way to Cortex Studios, and they're on their way to the morgue.
Okay.
Morgue. All day long.
If you don't mind, I think I've heard enough radio for the time being.
All right, so Billy and Simmy, you guys head over to the Miskatonic campus, heading back to the medical wing, where the medical examiner does his work. So you...
Oh, to him?
Yeah. Yeah, Jared.
Are you kidding me, Abe?
Calling it a her.
We just had this conversation.
Yeah, I know, but...
You're the worst detective.
We kept calling her.
No, we didn't.
So I just thought it was a chick named Jared.
You're the only one who's been calling
you
her.
You kept calling her.
Sorry, Jared.
The rest of us were like, no, it's Jared.
Jared.
We're really doing our patrons right here. We smashed
just took him 100% sincere.
He's like, Jared Sylvester.
Her name is Jared.
Alright, rewind. I'm gonna take Tallahassee to see him.
Okay, so you get over to the medical examiner. You go walking through the campus, you see lots of, you know, college kids going about their day, hurrying off to class. you enter the building, head back to the examination room where the examiner does all of the work, the autopsies. So you open the door, you see the medical examiner, Dr. Jared Sylvester. She's standing there. Plot twist. No, just kidding. Dr. Sylvester, he's standing there. He's got his mask on. He's got his gloves. As you come in, you see that the body of John Johnson is laid out on the examination table, and Dr. Sylvester appears to already be in the midst of the examination.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, as you walk in, doctor looks up and he's like, "Oh, hey, detective. Yeah, is this your stiff?"
yeah, doctor, that's my stiff. I got another stiff right here. Or
you?
I guess we left. Yeah, he's out in the car. He's not dead, but
you got another one for me already?
Well, he's pretty not early in the dead. Morning. He's just unconscious. I can't seem to wake him up. I thought maybe you could just take a quick poke at him.
What's going on? Like, what's the story here?
He's a friend of mine, and he was at the diner, and I had to run do something. And when I came back, he was just unconscious on the ground, and I can't get him to wake up.
Food coma?
Must be.
Been pounding those grand slams, huh? Let's see. Who's all here?
Simmy.
Okay.
Do you want us to carry him in?
Yeah, that'd be great.
In the back seat of my car.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'm kind of at work here.
Yeah. You
know, gloves and...
All right, we'll bring him in, and then I just have questions about John Johnson here.
Yeah, you can just lay him on top of this guy.
Yeah. Go get the stiff, Tallahassee. Bring him in.
Wait, who's getting the stiff?
Lay him on one of the tables.
Is Tallahassee the stiff?
No, he's unconscious.
Then why'd you tell Tallahassee to get the stiff?
What? I said we went and got the stiff Tallahassee.
Oh, okay, yeah. So Tallahassee's on top of John Johnson now.
He's a stiff because we're bringing him to the morgue, but it's a joke because he's not actually dead.
Okay. Oh!
So you bring Tallahassee in, you lay him on top of John Johnson. So he's
bring
just
out your dead.
Sprawled out there. Okay, so Dr. Sylvester, he comes up and takes a look at him, and he's like, examines him. He takes a stethoscope out and listens to his heart. You know, goes down, he checks his breathing. Seems like he's just asleep over here.
Okay.
I mean...
Well, don't you think he would have woken up?
Smacking him around a little bit?
Slapped him around a little bit, he wouldn't wake up.
Is he a heavy drinker, or...?
He hasn't been drinking. Too early in the morning.
He's been through a lot, we can say that.
Yes.
He looks like he's one of those it seems like one of those boaters. You know those
motor boaters,
those junkies that have been seen all over. You know what I mean? Hang
talking
on.
About the ferryman.
Hang on, let me show you what I mean. And he buries his head in Tallahassee's chest and just goes.
So what are the signs of a motorboater? Okay, but in all seriousness, so why do you think he's a boater?
He just showed you.
Well, okay, well, let me demonstrate. No, I mean, this is kind of how they look, you know? They seem to be, they're alive, but they're just asleep. You can't really wake them up. We don't really know what that stuff is that they've been on, but it seems like it's spreading all over the city.
So, but, I mean, do they eventually wake up?
They do eventually, but I don't know. None of them, even though what we found, they're pretty kooky. Huh. You can't ever get any kind of straight answers or story out of them. All they ever do is talk about the boatman, the ferryman, taking a ride. But your buddy here looks like he's definitely taking a ride right now.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, do you know, is he prone to illicit substances?
Well,
he has been hugging a lot of hobos lately.
Hugging a hobo. Maybe he got a contact high.
Did we get a little description of what happened to him? Like,
Ezra told you. He said that he was wrestling with a hobo outside. And then Ezra went out and chased him off.
Oh, right. So he was messing around with one of those hobos. Like, they were just... It seemed like they were fighting, I guess. And then he went catatonic like this, and the hobo ran off. That's all I got.
Maybe he poked him with something. Maybe he stabbed him. A syringe or something. Oh, so he,
take a look.
Yeah, he starts examining. He's like, checking his wrists, his arms.
Can he open his mouth?
Leg back. Opens his mouth. And he's like, I don't know. Not seeing anything like that. Maybe like a... I don't know. Maybe it's like a chloroform thing. Maybe like breathe it in through a rag or something like that. We're not really sure. Like I said, nobody really knows what the stuff is.
Hmm.
Can I command the wizard one more time?
Well, right now.
The doctor or Tallahassee?
Tallahassee. I want to show the doctors what's up.
You want to cast a magic spell right in front of the doctor?
Yeah, I'd be fine.
All right, you do that while I talk to the doc.
Okay.
So what can you tell me about Mr. Johnson here?
Oh, all right, yeah, well, if you'll help me pick up your buddy here.
Yeah, let's just set him over. Let's throw him on the floor.
Probably could have just put him on this other gurney.
Right. I don't know why we didn't.
That would have made a lot more sense. Yeah, here we go. Put him on the second gurney here.
Son of a biscuit.
Wipe off some of this.
Nothing.
You just keep whispering in his ear. And
command of the wizard. Simmy just keeps being like, wake up.
Like, shibbidi-blee.
All right. Did you spend your magic point and your sanity?
Yes. Down to 11 magic points. But I gained one back because it's been at least an hour.
It's not been. Stop telling me how much time has passed. I swear.
You're not doing it. Do your job better then, DM.
Oh, man. It's been about 38 seconds since you spent your magic.
No one has night. It. You are the worst DM ever. If you can't even keep Dr. track of time.
Simeon magic point recharging time, which he has a terrible condition, which causes him to regenerate magic points at a fraction of the speed of any normal human.
I have 24 magic points now.
So I won in the POW fight. That's why he's sensitive right now.
Yeah. So, yes. Another... again, you just keep whispering in his ear lovingly, and it doesn't seem to be having any response.
Wake up.
Hey, buddy. He's just licking his ear.
I'm just going, meow. Wake up.
Okay, so Dr. Sylvester, he's like, actually, I mean, I was just finishing up here. I got the... Here, let me, I got the autopsy report here that you can take it back and file it. Got a few things here for you that might help you in your investigation. So, here you go. If you want to look it over there.
John Doe.
There you go.
Race, white, sex, age.
Exposure.
Ooh, do you see that, Billy? Do you see that address? I think we know where we're going next.
Stab wounds don't appear to be fatal.
Stop looking at it, Pete.
Like, don't call me crazy, but... So, where did you find this guy?
We found him sitting in a chair.
In a van down by the river.
Yeah, in an apartment down by the river.
Oh, an apartment down by the river.
So he's just in a chair in an apartment.
Surrounded by radios... And
all the doors were locked. We don't know how they got in. We don't know how they got out.
So as you can see here, and he points over to the body, he's like, you have these stab wounds here. I mean, we have four of them, but none of these actually appear to be the cause of death.
What? How is that possible? Oh.
The stab wounds didn't hit anything vital and he didn't bleed out?
No, I mean, maybe they could have killed him over a period of time, but from what I can tell, this man died from exposure. He's severely dehydrated. Like he hasn't There's nothing in his stomach. Stomach contents were empty.
So he...
Wait, so did he even have blood? Did he have blood in him? Or is
There was blood in him, but I imagine probably not as much blood at the scene as you would have expected.
Exposure to the elements?
You could see on the clothes here, like that came along with the body, there's not that much... There's not as much blood here for him to have bled out.
Yeah, well, that's what we were
Severe
thinking,
weather for days.
That's, what kind of weapon do you think it was used to
cut him? This guy looks like he's been crawling across the Sahara.
Oh. The Sahara.
All right, I just need to take a minute to process this. He was last seen last night around 9 o'clock, so...
Was that in the Sahara Desert?
No, it was in his apartment. Or at least in the complex there.
Okay, and he... I mean, nobody noticed his condition and maybe checked on him to see... I mean, if he's looking like this, I mean, it would have been pretty obvious to anybody looking at him that he was...
No, the witness didn't mention anything about him. I mean, he would look disheveled, like, a scruffy beard, and not the most well-kempt person, but...
And also, he's just up walking around in his apartment building.
Yeah, just walking around the apartment building.
And from the looks of this, he should have been up. He would have been down and out. There's no way he'd be up walking around.
So,
well, we did find a bottle of caffeine pills that was empty.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he wasn't sleeping.
Blood tests. Was he hopped up on caffeine?
I mean, not that I could tell. I don't know if you can get cap levels of caffeine from a blood test.
Also, you said the stab wounds weren't fatal. Does that mean they were post-mortem?
No, he was alive, but like I said, the wounds, he died long before he ever bled out.
Okay.
Any trauma to the heart, like, because the caffeine could have... sped up his heart rate and exploded. Did his heart explode?
Don't think he died from a caffeine overdose, if that's what you're asking.
So, technically, this wasn't a murder. Because obviously the stab wounds would have possibly been fatal, but he actually died from exposure before the stab wounds could take complete effect.
I mean, that's for the DA to decide, I guess, what kind of charges you can bring here. But look, all I'm saying is cause of death, I checked down here is unknown. I mean, I put exposure. What kind of violent altercation? I mean, obviously there was some kind of violent altercation. I don't think he fell on a knife a few times.
Or an ice pick.
Or an ice pick, right. Obviously, like, that's... Yeah, these aren't knife wounds.
That leads me to another question. These wounds look eerily similar to... Do you remember the Bakersfield lady that was in here a couple weeks back? Maybe about 5 weeks ago?
Yeah. I remember her.
Similar stab wounds...
Yeah, the war hero is his wife.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's murdered at home, right?
Yeah, that's right. Do these wounds? I mean, to me, they look very similar to those wounds.
Did they ever end up charging him with anything?
No, he was actually with me. So when
we
were
in Nebengard at the time, so he wasn't even in the same universe.
We were out of world.
No, you guys were in New Jerusalem.
We were. That's right. We were out of the state.
No, he's still in Massachusetts.
We were at a town.
He was flying Scotty Bob Foss
when all this went
down.
When we got back, he found his wife murdered in their home, but similar circumstances.
Murdered.
Right, I do remember. Thinking back, this the wounds here are I'd have to say very similar, if not identical, to what we found on the Bakersfield woman.
And... Can you recall any other murders or deaths lately that have had similar?
There was, yeah. Now that you mention it, there wasn't any stab wounds like we found here. But there was a doctor who died of exposure a few weeks ago. Also,
not shrimp, Puerto Rico. Rico.
You got Puerto that Rico. Report? I can take a look at.
I'll have to dig it out. I'll have to dig it out, and I'll send it your way as soon as I find it. But yeah, I'm trying to remember what his name was.
Doctor, like at the hospital.
Yeah, he was a doctor over the hospital. He was actually the he is a big Dr. deal. Doyle. He's the guy that was in charge. Dr. Doyle. That's it. Yeah.
I'm not there. I was just joking.
Oh.
Doyle.
Is it Dr. Doyle?
Doyle.
Or Dr. Shrimp Puerto Rico?
No, it's not Dr. Shrimp Puerto Rico. I know him. He's a great guy.
So the doctor at the hospital, one of the high-ups.
You'll ever have.
Died of exposure, like same thing. Was he...
It was just an odd circumstance, yeah, but from what I know, they found him at his house.
Found him also at the house. Yeah, I didn't get that case, so I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I sent it over, and I was asking questions, but I never heard anything back about it.
Simi, feel free to jump in and ask any questions. I feel like I'm doing all the talking.
Yeah, well, it's because you're doing all the talking, but hey... So, is there any prawn content in the stomachs at all?
Oh my god. regular prawns? Yeah, he's just chock-a-block full of prawns in here.
They're, do you maybe alarming, think he had too many...
Alarming
maybe he didn't number deterred.
Of... alarming amount of feces content on these prawns as well.
Yeah, do you think that might have killed him? Mystery solved.
100%.
He's, game over,
died
guys.
From, died from
Dr.
Poop
Simeon does it again. I don't really have that many questions about it. Like, so we found the caffeine bottle. So he wasn't sleeping. Everything else here sounds either just it's obviously supernatural because who would just take a bunch of caffeine pills and not sleep? Can you tell if he fell asleep before he died?
No, there's no way to know that.
And Billy did ask you if there was any other similar deaths like this in the area, and you didn't say there was. Just the doctor. You're trying to find Dr. Doyle?
Yeah, the doctor. That's all I can remember from recent. I sent the file over to the police department. Surprised you didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, I was out of town for a little while.
Don't they send you all weird cases?
They do now.
The X-Files.
Well, Billy, we have an address here. Oh, it's the same address we already
Oh, also, here you go. Here's something else that's going to help you out. He hands you a fingerprint card. These are his fingerprints, so you can possibly help to identify him.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we'll take that.
Fingerprints?
Yeah. I'll take his
lead off with
dental.
That?
We'll send the dental records over and maybe see if we can get an ID here.
That would be useful. Okay, let's see. Any more questions?
All right, let's grab Tallahassee and throw him in the trunk.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's
car.
Let's put him back in the trunk. Do you got any smelling salts? I guess.
Yeah, I got some.
Maybe give that a try.
Yeah, so he busts him out, waves him around in front of Tallahassee's nose. It doesn't seem to be any response. It's like, oh, okay, that's,
yummy.
That's can I do, weird. Like, a spot hidden? Or can I do a psychology to see if the doctor's hiding anything from us?
Sure.
Send any information he might not be willing to give about the other patients? No, he seems legit. He's good. Yeah, no, he's fine.
Okay.
Man, I'm rolling like Pete tonight. Good grief.
Yeah, you guys have not been rolling great tonight. Billy, you've worked with Dr. Sylvester in the past. He's a pretty stand-up dude from what you can tell. From what you know. But, all right, is there anything else that you want to do here before you head out?
No, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I think we're good. Let's grab Tallahassee, throw him in the back of the car again.
All right, cool. Dr. Simeon, will you roll a spot hidden for me?
Oh, no.
You guys need a wheelbarrow. Use all your luck.
If only you had a wheelbarrow or something.
That's the only time I get a good roll is when I'm doing spot hidden. I'm about to see some freaky dark dude. 27, a success.
A success?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Yeah, Dr. Simeon, as you guys are picking up Tallahassee and starting to move out, again, just out of the corner of your eye, you see a dark shape, a dark figure, what looks like a man, just standing right off to the side.
Hey there, buddy.
As you turn towards him, you don't see anybody. There's nothing there. It seems like your mind is just playing tricks on you. Maybe it's just paranoia, some residual effects from bad dreams, or maybe even from your, I don't know. You don't know what.
Evan Stone trip.
Yeah. Billy McConnell, we make a pow check for me?
Oh, dang, baby. Come on, pow it up.
Pow, pow.
No. Pow, pow, pow. Pew, pew. Here we go. Blow on him.
And he rolls a 100.
Join me.
Ooh, 26. My pow's 84.
Oh, okay. So, Billy McConnell, you feel a cold chill wash over your neck, the back of your neck for a second. Starts creeping up your spine, and it's an odd feeling. But you look around for a second, and you just shrug it off. You will the whole thing away. It feels like something it's creeping up on you, but yeah, you shrug it off and look around. But there doesn't seem to be any no reason. Maybe just from the events from Tallahassee, laying here catatonic from these, you know, the information you just got about this dead body here, and just the mysteries that seem to be stacking on top of each other. You know, maybe just ran a chill down your spine for a second.
Ooh, got the big littles.
Big littles.
Okay, so what do you guys do?
Take him out. Put him in the back seat.
we kill Tallahassee.
Take him out for good.
Take him out. Put him in the back seat.
I want to try Command of the Wizard one more freaking time. Well, it's bugging me that
Shimmy,
I can't get it.
Shimmy, have you've tried Command of the Wizard on him? And what, you just haven't had any success? You keep messing up the spell?
No, yeah, I just keep rolling bad or messing up the spell.
why don't you let me give it a try?
Talk about Command of the Wizard.
All right, you give it a try.
What is this? Is
that no, we took him out to the car.
Oh, okay.
get out of here, doctor.
We took him out already.
He pops up in the back seat. What's this Command of the Wizard you guys
talking about? What's weird. Wizard?
Knocking on the window.
Mind your damn business and get back to work.
Well, what are you guys doing in there? Are you guys going for lunch?
Yo, we want to get some prawns?
You guys going to Denny's? One of those prawn grand slams I heard about?
Somebody making prawns? We're going to go to Pawn and Prawn and then head over to
Pizza Dragon. Prawn.
Wait, is it Pizza Dragon or Pete's a Dragon?
Both. I've heard it both ways.
Okay.
I've heard it both ways.
Anyway, Dr. Simi, why don't you let me give it a try? I've used it a few times.
Can I help him? Give him a bonus die?
No, not on a magic spell.
You're gonna whisper in his ear in my ear.
I was gonna
yeah, take my supercharge it.
You whisper in his one ear.
I was gonna take my
other
thumb and move his lips with him so he has extra lip power.
Oh, okay. That's
you're gonna whisper in the other ear.
I don't see any reason why that wouldn't work.
Alright, yeah. Well, I'm gonna try.
Okay. Alright, spend your points.
Okay. 43.
Okay. I got a 78. I failed.
Yes! Finally! Yeah.
And my command is wake.
Okay.
Wakey, wakey!
What is it? One sanity and one magic.
Yeah. Okay, so, Billy McConnell, you close your eyes for a second and focus. You concentrate. You dig down deep into that. Ugh, jeez. Okay, Billy, roll a d10.
7.
Okay, add that to your pal score.
Yeah.
Ooh, gosh, whoa. Yeah. What the frick?
Suck Billy it, Seth, you stupid, unconscious hobo hugger.
Freaking will.
Billy, that's what, 92, pal?
let's see, 84 plus 7.
Okay, so you see Billy, he goes completely still 91. For a minute, and you've kind of seen him do this before as he focuses his will into a bar of Rammstein steel. Or whatever it's called.
Is that what it is? Rand? Or Ayn Rand's book?
No.
Name of the Rammstein wind. Rammstein steel.
Rammstein, yeah.
Oh.
Of Rammstein steel, and he just goes, du hast. Right? Rammstein, du hast.
I was thinking Atlas okay. Shrugged. They had some fun, special steel in that book.
Yeah, I'm covering a lot of references here. Focuses it like a bar of steel as you just still any inner turmoil you have, and you dig deep into that place, this seemingly bottomless well of will that you possess, Billy McConnell, beneath the surface. It's like this deep ocean. And once in there, you focus that from deep inside as it wells up down from your chest up into your mind as you open your eyes and whisper out to Tallahassee Turner.
Wake.
Oh, good. That's right in the mic. That sounded real nice. and it feels like there is an extra force behind it as the words exit your lips. Tallahassee Turner, as you are walking over the barren landscape that you find yourself in under an alien sky, you're looking around, you see strange structures. There's a bolt of lightning in the sky, and you hear echoing from somewhere out of the cosmos, out of the clear alien sky, soft and yet loud at the same time, the voice familiar yet far away. You hear the word,
wake.
Nah, I'm good, thanks.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. It's me, Alex, your keeper of arcane lore and sweet, soft, and spicy underpants, featuring Dr. Simeon Canstantrobitz. Yes, those do actually exist, and we have them online at our merch store at arkhamrpg.com. So go there and find those, buy them and wear them, and drive all the ladies or dudes in your life out of their minds. Also, please check us out at patreon.com/thearkhamfiles, where you can sign up and receive all sorts of amazing boni, including bonus episodes and access to our Gilded server, where you can hang out with the cast and crew of the show and talk about ducks, which is usually what's going on. It's a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. Also, check us out and follow us on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Be safe and stay crazy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.